And finally, demonstrators take to the streets in the Yemeni city of Sa'da to condemn U.S. assassination drone strikes in their country. The protesters slammed the deadly U.S. operation, saying the attacks violate Yemen's sovereignty. CIA-run drone strikes have hiked since early August, killing at least 50 people in several provinces across Yemen. Washington claims the drones target militants, but witnesses as well as international human rights groups say civilians are frequently killed in the airstrikes. Youssef Mowry is our correspondent with us now live from Sana'a. So Youssef, is there any evidence from the bodies or you know, reports that we're getting on the ground on who exactly is killed as a result of these drone strikes?
Well, I think it's very interesting that the 37 people who have been killed in these drone strikes within a matter of 2 weeks, not one of their names has yet been released, which indicates to many residents, to many Yemenis across the nation, that perhaps those who are being killed, or the majority of them, are actually not suspected Al-Qaeda linked militants. This is something which the Yemeni government has failed to address. This is something which the Yemeni politicians have failed to address. And this is something which President Barack Obama has failed to comment or address. The drone strikes which have been waged in Ma'arib, also in the southern areas of Shabwa and Adyan, have targeted vehicles as they were driving. Now, what this indicates is that that vehicle had been placed with some sort of tracking device. And nobody knows who's in these vehicles. Let's not forget, here in Yemen, there's public transportation in which there would be a station in which vehicles would transport locals from one area to another area of the country. If one of these so-called suspected Al-Qaeda-linked militants just so happens to enter one of these vehicles so he can travel from one place to another, then based on what we have witnessed and what has been reported, that strike or that vehicle would be targeted by these U.S. drone strikes.
Youssef Mowry, a correspondent in Sana'a for us there. Youssef, thank you very much.